My name is Florence Tizer and I'm from Tanzania. I am student at Karolina High School and I'm 19 years old. Wow, the EMS test is like hard for some students from other countries, but well, we have to take it. Even to hard, we have to take it so we can pass it. I remember I took the EMS test, I did not even answer. I just left the blank and I left the room. Like, I finished it, but I didn't know what to write or what to do. So I just write my name and hand the paper and left the room. I think if I could pass it, I would graduate this year. Yeah, it's the only thing hold me back in here. So, yeah.
My name is Meg Riley. I'm an ELD teacher at Catalina Magnet High School. I am also co-coordinator of the ELD department, and I do incoming assessments and ongoing assessments of the Azella, the English language test.
How do you feel about the EMS test?
I am not a fan of the EMS test. I think the idea of a test is a good one, but not the way that it is written and the high-stakes nature of the test. Again, I think the idea is good, that there are standards students should meet and that students should understand, have basic understanding of the content area. But in its current status, I'm not a big fan.
If you could change something about the EMS test, what would you change?
I'm not allowed to look at the test, but from what I see from examples, the test is... the questions are not very good. I don't think that it's really measuring our students' knowledge accurately. So I guess if it could be more accurate, if it could be a different format, I would think that would be good.
What could we do to help the student improving the EMS test?
I think really the tutoring is really helpful, specific tutoring, and also doing some of those things in class, using class time to cover, the structure of the test and the types of questions. Those aren't things we necessarily do in class all the time, so taking time to explicitly teach answering that type of question and understanding what they're seeing on the test would be helpful.
Do you know any history about the EMS test?
When I first moved here in 1999 and everybody was preparing for the EMS, and I believe it started in 2000, and set about sort of norming the test for several years and not making it a requirement of graduation. For a long time, there was more augmentation. Students got more points for attendance and grades in classes. So I think the EMS test is going away in the next year or so and be replaced by the Common Core assessment, the PARC exam, which will be very interesting.
If there wasn't an EMS test, that all students would study hard? Or?
I think so. I think many students prepare and study hard for the EMS. I don't think there's a direct relationship between the work students do in school and how they do on the EMS. I don't think that many students make that connection, and I'm not convinced that that's a perfect indicator of how students do in school. I would love to see sort of more portfolio assessments given to students and more real world type of activities.